Good intentions and the road to hell. What happened to your New Year's resolutions for last year? Can you remember how long they lasted? And can you remember how you felt when you realized that you had failed in keeping them? You failed yourself. Why did you make those resolutions in the first place? Of course, there was a particular part of your life that caused you much stress. Your solution was to make just one change. You fooled yourself into thinking that one change would make everything all right. When the change didn't last, the situation was actually much worse because you now felt even more like a failure. For many people, the only reflection they do in the new year relates to the amount they drank again and how they never learn. Other people do not even tell anyone what their New Year's resolutions are because they know from experience that the resolutions will not last into the new year. I went through the same vicious cycle for a significant part of my life. I believed that I was powerless to influence the outcome of anything, and therefore I had to just make the best of it. The more I played the victim, the more I became the victim. I had to learn a few very hard life lessons before I realized that there is a plan behind every one of my experiences. It was so interesting to note how groups of bad experiences dwindled the moment when I got the message. The more I delved into this, the more I discovered a different reality that made complete sense to me. My own research has uncovered a massive body of knowledge that I started to apply in my own life. I came to see more patterns, more processes, more relationships between people and nature. I became aware of a different reality. I learned that some things happen to us because they are inevitable, while other things happen to us because they are part of a much bigger plan. I learned how to distinguish between the things I had to change and the things I had to accept. The result was that I no longer make any New Year's resolutions. I no longer need them. Instead, I become aware of my life plan and I allow thoughts and ideas to bubble to the surface. I then pick and choose what I want. And I see how the thoughts become actions. The outcome for me is significantly reduced stress and much more peace of mind and contentment.